And speaking of that game, he is already in town. And right now we say good morning to the legendary Longhorns mascot, Bevo. Good morning.
Hey, hey guys. Hey.
Hook'em.
Hook'em. I like that, George. That's good.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. How you guys doing?
Good. Good to see you in town. You're here every year, of course, for this big game.
Every year. And I got to tell you, man, I actually hate this weekend.
Oh, no.
Why? You just standing around in some small pen about ankle deep in my own mess. Got drunk people pitting on me and taunting me. And if I so much as even flinch towards them, I got this old mulleted meth freak from Round Rock with a trank gun trained at my head.
Well, that does sound bad.
Yeah, man. He'll put a trank right in my neck just as soon as I even tell someone to, hey, dude, back off.
Yeah, they do parade you around a lot this weekend.
Parade me around and everything, and I hate being Bevo. I liked it better when I was just a Longhorn cattle, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, if you get the Bevo job, then they have a dress code.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the dress code.
What's that?
First of all,
you got a weird accent.
First of all, I have to keep my horns real short.
You okay. Do?
Well, no, I used to.
Oh, okay.
Because I like, you know, I like to be more groomed.
Uh-huh.
But then I become Bevo, they make me grow my Longhorns way out.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
And, I mean, dude, you try getting through a 2-foot bathroom door with basically a goalpost on your head.
Well, why would you have to go in there? You
just, well, to go make mess, George.
I thought you just did
Lord
that.
Knows you know what that's all about.
Well, you just do that anywhere. You don't need a bathroom.
Well, dude, I'm a mascot.
Oh, you're Bevo.
Yeah, I'm Bevo. I have standards. I can't just be going out in the middle of a field or something.
Yeah.
I go into the porta potty.
Oh, my gosh. You would not fit
in
one of
those. In there, man.
At the state fair?
Yeah, at the state fair. But let me just throw out a warning here.
Okay.
The first Sooner that I see doing the horns down sign.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to get a bullhorn right through the nuts or labia, whichever comes first.
Yeah, you don't like that sign.
I hate that horns down thing, man. Yeah, that offends me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, does that offend me.
Visiting with Bevo here on the ticket.
Thank you for resetting, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, let me, I just want to say something, and I don't want to start like a controversy or something, but could Matthew McConaughey, sit down and shut the F up.
He's a Texas fan.
Yeah,
but Craig, I'm the official mascot of UT.
Right.
Not him.
Gotcha.
Not him. And he's walking around like he's God's gift to alumni. Meanwhile, he don't even wear a lick of deodorant. Did you know that about him?
Yeah, we've heard that about him.
It's pretty bad when UT has two mascots. One a human, the other one a cow, and the cow smells better.
That is weird.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
That is weird.
You're crazy.
It's crazy, man.
Well, how do you feel about the game? You feel good about the Horns' chances?
I don't know. I'm kind of. I pick the Sooners.
Bevo, you can't pick the Sooners.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm a Longhorn mascot and everything, but I gotta ask. I mean, is Jalen Hurts really that great? I mean,
well,
yeah. I don't know.
He's the Oklahoma quarterback, so yeah, he is. He's pretty good.
Huge numbers.
See, that's what I think. That's why I picked the Sooners.
That's why you're leaning Oklahoma, huh?
But I know I'm supposed to like say he's no good and everything. But anyway, I need your help with something.
Okay.
So this happened when this is last week in Austin. I was in this restaurant.
Okay.
And like, there was this waitress, and she's real hot, you know. She was, like, really, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it comes time for me to pay the tab, I write on there, I wrote, although this is a steakhouse, and that makes me nervous.
That's weird.
I just wanted to compliment you on your service.
Okay.
and your huge milk cannons.
Now, Bevo.
That look like they could squirt a Coke can off a fence post at 50 yards.
No.
And I signed it, Bevo.
Oh, gosh.
Now, is that creepy?
Yeah, that's really weird.
You sure? Because I'm getting torn up on the fan forums for this thing.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
I thought a woman would want to hear her about her great milk cannons that can shoot a Coke can off the fence post 50 yards. No? All right.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, man, I stand corrected. What do I know? I'm just a stupid piece of cattle. George likes that. George over there laughing.
I am. I'm laughing at you, Bevo.
All right. Hook them, guys.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
See you out there at the state fair.
All right. We'll see you
at the fair.
Right. There goes Bevo.
What?
Huh? There goes Bevo.
Anyway.
8:46 on the ticket.